anti-aircraft batteries fired into the air over Tripoli overnight as coalition warplanes bombed military targets inside the capital and elsewhere. ABC News reported that coalition forces shot down a Libyan warplane that was defying the UN-imposed no-fly zone. Meanwhile, Libyan state TV showed images of several charred bodies it said were casualties of the coalition bombing. French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé insisted that coalition airstrikes are targeting only military sites. Haysem El-Trabulsi, a Libyan doctor who said he is in Tripoli, told Al Arabiya TV that no civilians were hit in recent coalition airstrikes and that the strikes were extremely precise. He claimed that the bodies shown on Libyan TV were people killed in previous fighting in Zawiya and Tripoli. Libya's deputy foreign minister, Khaled Khaim, however, complained to reporters that the Western coalition is hitting civilian targets, and he called for an end to airstrikes.
Airstrikes, as what happened today, didn't differentiate between the civilians or the armed personnel. To start up the national dialogue and get life back to normal, the airstrikes should stop immediately.
Witnesses in the government-besieged rebel stronghold of Misrata in western Libya complained that pro-Gaddafi forces were shelling at random. A doctor in the town said snipers are firing on civilians, tanks are firing on buildings, there is no running water, food is scarce, and conditions at the hospital are deplorable. Deputy Foreign Minister Khaim, however, insisted that government forces were observing a ceasefire in Misrata, despite numerous reports to the contrary.
The situation is just confined to a number of pockets of violence and snipers scattering in different areas of Misrata. There is no attacks from the Libyan forces, from air or from ground, and there are no military operations on the ground in Misrata.
Closer to the main rebel-held city of Benghazi in eastern Libya, fighting between lightly armed rebel forces and Gaddafi loyalists continued on the outskirts of Ajdabiya for a third day with little sign of change. Elsewhere, people in the western Libyan town of Zintan, between Tripoli and the Tunisian border, told Al Arabiya TV that pro-Gaddafi forces continued to shell their town. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.